Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, November 15th. You'll be interested to know, 36 years ago, today, in 1988, the Palestine National Council, urged by Palestine Liberation Organization Chairman Yasser Arafat, declared the establishment of an independent state of Palestine, encompassing the West Bank and Gaza Strip, marking a significant moment in the ongoing struggle for Palestinian self-determination and national identity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect overhead-high, long-period swell on Friday, with choppy conditions and winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. On Saturday, expect a head-high mix of medium-period swell, with semi-glassy morning conditions, shifting to semi-choppy in the afternoon, as winds increase to 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Sunday, expect knee-to-waist-high, medium-period swell, remaining glassy in the morning and becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon, with winds shifting at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking big and choppy at 6 to 8 feet until 10. And after that, it ain't getting better until Saturday around 8 a.m. If you've got a death wish, best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 5.5-foot incoming high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 3.5 feet at 17 seconds, and the onshore wind is 18 mile per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 7 foot at 7:45 a.m., with a -1.5-foot low tide at 2:45. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 53 degrees with 16 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:47 and will rise again tomorrow at 6:20. It looks like we're in for some rain showers today, with a partly sunny afternoon and a high near 60, accompanied by a breezy west wind shifting between 10 and 15 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies, a low around 50, and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain showers Saturday before 4 p.m., with partly sunny skies at a high near 61. Sunday through Tuesday will be mostly sunny, with highs around 64 to 70. Nights will be clear to partly cloudy, with lows in the 40s and 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego Padres are kicking off renovations on the iconic Western Metal Supply building at Petco Park. This historic structure, built in 1909 and designated historic in 1978, has become a defining feature of the ballpark since its opening 20 years ago. The updates include nearly 1,000 square feet added to the New Era Team Store gift shop, new restrooms, and a revamped Sony Entertainment Suite. The Budweiser loft will receive improvements, along with a new staircase leading to a spacious rooftop area. All renovations are set to be completed by opening day on March 27th. Now on to sports. On Thursday night football in Philadelphia, the Eagles, now 8-2, edged out the Washington Commanders 26-18. Saquon Barkley was hard to stop, with 146 rushing yards and 2 late touchdowns, Jalen Hurts, despite a concussion scare, secured the go-ahead score. Washington's Jaden Daniels threw for 191 yards, but was intercepted late, as the Eagles' defense and Barkley's brilliance sealed their sixth consecutive win. On Saturday, the sixth-ranked Tennessee Volunteers faced the 11th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs at Sanford Stadium. Georgia, with a 28-game home winning streak, is a 3-point favorite. The over-under is set at 51.5. Tennessee's Dylan Sampson leads the SEC with 1,129 rushing yards. On Sunday Night Football in Los Angeles, the Chargers, at 6-3, host the Cincinnati Bengals, who are 4-6. Expect a thrilling quarterback duel as Justin Herbert, with 14 deep ball completions, faces Joe Burrow, the NFL leader in passing yards with 2,672. The Chargers' top defense, allowing just 13.1 points per game, will test Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase's dynamic connection. Also on Sunday, the unbeaten Kansas City Chiefs visit the AFC East-leading Buffalo Bills at Highmark Stadium. Kansas City is favored by 3.5, with the over-under at 47.5. In local sports, the Los Angeles Lakers, currently at 7-4, will face the San Antonio Spurs, who are 6-6, tomorrow afternoon at Frost Bank Center. Coming off a thrilling performance by Victor Wembanyama, who scored 50 points, this matchup promises excitement. Anthony Davis, averaging 25 points per game, will challenge Wembanyama's 22.3 average. The Spurs are slightly favored by 1.5 points in this NBA showdown. Tomorrow afternoon, the Trojans gear up to face Nebraska at USC. With Jaden Maiava leading, the Trojans aim to leverage his mobility against a Cornhuskers defense that struggles with dual-threat quarterbacks. USC is favored by 8.5, and a win is vital for their postseason hopes as rivalry games approach. Tomorrow night, San Diego State travels to Las Vegas to battle UNLV at Allegiant Stadium. The Aztecs, sitting at 4-5, hope to recover from a heartbreaking loss to New Mexico. Facing the 7-2, Running Rebels presents a tough challenge, though history is on San Diego's side, having won 22 of their 32 encounters. Meanwhile in hockey, the Kings, with a record of 9-6-1, are set to take on the Detroit Red Wings in the City of Angels tomorrow night. In top news, Amazon recently faced scrutiny from the House China Committee regarding its shopping partnership with TikTok. This deal enables TikTok users to purchase products from Amazon without leaving the app, raising concerns among lawmakers about national security risks. A spokesperson stated, "The Select Committee conveyed to Amazon that it is dangerous and unwise to partner with TikTok, given the app's ties to China's ByteDance." Meanwhile, TikTok's future in the United States remains uncertain, as a law mandates ByteDance to sell the app by January 19th or face a potential ban. In business news, the United States Postal Service reported an annual loss of nearly $10 billion for the fiscal year ending September 30th, widening from a loss of $6 billion the previous year. Despite a slight revenue increase to $79 billion, the agency attributed its losses to significant expenses related to worker compensation. Postmaster Louis DeJoy has implemented a 10-year overhaul plan, including two postage rate hikes this year, raising the cost of a forever stamp to 73 cents. Advocacy group Keep U.S. Posted criticized these hikes, stating they have driven customers away, leading to a decline in mail volume. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $88,300. Ethereum is just under $3,100. And Goetzius Maximus, is nearing 86 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. The United States Postal Service reported an annual loss of nearly $10 billion for the fiscal year ending September 30th, widening from a loss of $6 billion the previous year. Despite a slight revenue increase to $79 billion, the agency attributed its losses to significant expenses related to worker compensation. Postmaster Louis DeJoy has implemented a 10-year overhaul plan, including two postage rate hikes this year, raising the cost of a forever stamp to 73 cents. Advocacy group Keep U.S. Posted criticized these hikes, stating they have driven customers away, leading to a decline in mail volume. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $88,300. Ethereum is just under $3,100. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 86 cents. And in entertainment news, Sophie Turner is poised to take on the iconic role of Lara Croft in Amazon's forthcoming Tomb Raider television series, as confirmed by Variety sources. While the deal is not yet fully finalized, it is expected to close soon. The series, which was greenlit earlier this year, will feature Phoebe Waller-Bridge as the writer and executive producer. Turner, recognized for her portrayal of Sansa Stark in Game of Thrones, follows in the footsteps of Angelina Jolie and Alicia Vikander, who have also played the adventurous Croft. The series is a collaboration between Crystal Dynamics and Amazon MGM Studios. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American humorist and writer, Franklin P. Jones. And he said, "One advantage of talking to yourself is that you know at least somebody's listening." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.